WMFO in Medford. Sky Bar here. It's 8 o'clock. Have a bunch of guests coming in a little bit. But right now, it is Valentine's Day in a few days. So this song goes out to Trisha. This is a band that we used to go see quite a bit back in the day. It's one of our favorite songs by them. But anyway, this is going to play probably three songs. Then we're going to have Jay Allen, Justine Cobalt, and Tom Baker in. Make a mess of this place. But right now, this is a little something by the Hoods. Happy Valentine's, Trisha. Yeah.
Thank you. Careful Mike is going to stop this one for you, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a hand.
Get you crowned. up the people too. I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare I'm doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Around. Now let me have it there, boy.
That was The Mess Around by Ray Charles. Before that, we had Nat Friedberg with Queen for a Day. Opened up with The Hoods live from The Rat. Prettiest Girl going out for Trisha. And I'm here now with Tom Baker, hidden behind the screen here. Justine Covault and Jay Allen. The Mess Around, people themselves.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. We're the messiest.
Yeah.
Apropos night for The Mess Around.
Yes.
But the show must go on.
That it must.
Yes.
Speak for yourself. I'm the tidy one.
Yeah, he's a real neat Nick.
So, a little bit about The Mess. How long has this thing been going on, and what concept?
Well, something that I kind of wanted to do was kind of put together like a afternoon or early evening type of show where we get a lot of guest stars, people coming in, and just kind of goofing around, you know. Initially, I was going to try and do a Sundays at the Midway, but make it more of a full band thing, and then that kind of didn't work out. I mean, the one good thing that came out of that was I talked to Stop Call Me Frank drummer Eddie Barisi about possibly doing it, and he went and got the whole band back together, and I was like, well, I didn't really ask him to play yet.
Right.
Good on you, though.
I know.
Right.
And, but that sort of set the wheels in motion, so they've been... You know, one of
what was their hiatus, Jay? Like, how long had they not played?
Well, they had like maybe a few shows where they had gotten together over the years, but
yeah,
you know, the initial reaction when I ran into singer Lenny Donohoe the next day was he forbade me to talk to Eddie Barisi ever again because Eddie had started like let's get the band back together mantra.
Yeah.
And then like a month later, two months later, they have a show. I'm like, well. I guess someone owes me something, huh?
And now they have a Rumbar release.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And they do a show a week now.
They do. And I love that record. That's a fantastic record.
They jumped on the Murphy's bill.
Yeah.
They got one of those nights.
I happen to be, so Eddie filled in for the One Arch Criminal show we've had in the past year or so on Justine's record release party. And we were there, and his daughter, who kind of had to connect to Ken, what's his face?
Casey.
Thank you. Thank you. And we happened to be there and witness, like, Eddie getting the phone call from Ken Casey and being like, humana, 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 humana.
Was he like the happiest guy on the planet?
Oh, yeah. You know, he was like, exactly. Like, he thought his daughter and his wife were screwing with him.
They were punking him.
Like, he's not calling.
That's great exposure, Dad, though,
Ken,
yeah.
Ken Casey's on the phone.
No, he really is on the line.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so pretty awesome. So we started at the Plow on Sunday nights in June of 2016. Kind of always a gig that I also kind of wanted, like to have that sort of Sunday night fun gig where people come down, get the last beers in before the end of the weekend and everything mm-hmm. like that. And
yeah.
We kind of ran our course there.
The only problem was that time slot, though.
Yeah.
It was late.
Yeah, you had to wait until after dinner, so we weren't starting until like after 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's late.
After
10
on a Sunday. On a Sunday, yeah. It was great in theory until we did it a few times. Yeah. Like,
well, traditionally, like the Frank Morey said, or going back, you know,
that's true.
G Love special sauce going back like
that's
20 plus years.
Yeah.
Ray Corvair Trio.
Right. Yeah, they would always do late show Sunday.
Yeah.
Sugar then Blood Jinx, you know. Yeah. Yeah, so they would always come in after dinner.
You've tweaked it, though, so now you get a little more appropriate time.
So, yeah, well, so we then went to once for a while. We were there mm-hmm. Monday nights, which was great, and we were there for better part of a year, right?
Yeah, something like that. You know,
probably close to a year, yeah.
And then, but it was always kind of spotty, like they couldn't give us a regular night. Sometimes they'd be booking other shows. Right. They'd have
sometimes they'd have tacos, sometimes they would not.
Yeah.
People come expecting tacos.
Yeah.
Where the tacos?
Yeah, we were there. They're like, where are the tacos? Yeah.
You know, there'd be like kids before. There'd be like.
It was like toddler hour before.
Yeah, it was like toddler hour. Yeah. It's like taco toddler hour. So, you know, all of a sudden I'm up there starting to sing songs about my you know, nether
parts.
Regions.
Yeah.
And there's
just going to say,
Jay, 4-year-old kids.
You're not known for your maturity. No offense.
No.
So that was great. We were there for a while. And then we did a one off at the Model Cafe.
Yep, we did
courtesy of Dave Unger. That was great. And then in March 2018, we got back to the Plow afternoon matinee. Yeah. So that's where we are.
Yeah, they had an opening for us, and that seemed to be perfect because people still want to get out and have a cocktail at 4 yep. p.m. in the afternoon.
They're not ready to let go of the weekend.
Yeah.
So third Sunday of the month, 4 to 6 at the Plow.
Yeah, that's our regular. So we'll be here this Sunday, the
17th. Our guests are Linnea Herzog and...
From Power Slut. And we have Stiggs McCormick coming down, bringing his buddies down from Portland, Maine.
Yeah, do you know whose birthday that is?
That is Jeeves McCormick. So we have members
Jeeves
of the Piranha
Man
Brothers
McCormick.
In the audience.
Yep.
And,
Jeeves so who knows what's
lips
gonna happen.
On another man's sax, McCormick.
All right.
Why don't we play one?
Don't we play one?
Good lead in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then we'll.
Who's going to announce this one?
I will. So, okay. This is a birthday Eve song for a certain somebody. This is White Dynamite by White Dynamite.
Are you ready? Let's go. Why dynamite explode? Are you ready? Let's go. Why dynamite explode? Dynamite.
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 Dynamite. Why dynamite?
All right.
Dynamite.
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 Dynamite. Why dynamite?
All right.
Dynamite.
Dynamite,
dynamite,
dynamite, dynamite. All right.
Woo! That was awesome.
Mandomite.
Yeah.
Mandolin solo there. Yep.
Mandolin solo.
Steve Earle style.
I just wish I had my Kid Dynamite t-shirt from 1972.
That would have made it just so complete.
But I might not fit.
You can wear it on your head.
That's true, yeah.
All right, I'm going to... you guys are all in various bands, as we all know. I'm going to play something by some of your bands, and we're going to come back in a few and play some more tunes. But right now, this is something by Justine and the Unclean.
Last time I checked it out, you're not my mother, no.
All right, we're back. That was Tom Baker and the Snakes with Run It Out. Justine and the Unclean with This System is Set to Self-Destruct. I'm going to look in a minute and see if I get Jay's newest song in the system, but I'm not sure if I do. But we're back with the boys and girls. Play some tunes.
Yes.
All right.
Featuring Mr. Jay Allen on lead vocals.
All right. Here we ready? Let me put this in a place where I can.
Ready as we'll ever be here.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Here in the mess around.
Yeah, well,
this is how we roll.
You get sucked into the mess around vortex.
Get in the flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get a whiff of the mess around.
And then, you know.
Oof, I don't know.
I make a mess. I'm like the tide kid of rock and roll. I just jump in a puddle. Who cares what happens? Here we go. Uh-oh. Wait, that's not it.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
You don't care about me.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me go.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
You don't love me no more.
Unchain my heart.
Every time I call you on the phone, don't ever tell me that you got it home. So unchain my heart. Baby, set me free. I'm under your spell.
I'm under your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
Like a man in a trance.
Who comes up with what songs you're going to play? Is it a group effort? Someone comes in and says, we should try this one, or we should try that one.
Well, basically what happens is Justine goes, what songs are we going to play? And she sends us frantic texts throughout the day. And Baker and I are just like, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this?
And I'm like, are we going to practice?
When are we going to practice? Like, when are we going to practice?
We'll do that when we get there.
And I'm like, who's our guest next month? And they're like, yeah, we're there. And I'm like, guys.
So, pull it together.
We're not paid enough to know.
That's how we roll.
So actually, here's how the rehearsal happened this time. So I'm in Los Angeles and at our friend Jen Nutting's house. And I videoed me playing the song so they could, like, and sent it to them. So they could learn it. And we could
rehearse and practice with the video. It was all very virtual.
Yeah, it was very virtual.
We're super high tech at the mess around.
Right.
It's a beautiful video with the fire in the background.
It is. It's sexy, Jay. It's very sexy. Yeah. So this next song, I want to make a dedication. This song goes out to my dad. This is a song that he used to sing to us in the car all the time. It's a song by Loudon Wainwright III. Jay, here's. Just last card reminder. Okay, ready?
It's in G.
It's in G.
In G.
Just play those, yeah, four chords over and again. Okay. Yeah. A one, two, three, four. Wow, you ended that just like my dad. Oh, yeah.
Just threw that in there. That probably wasn't rehearsed.
It just comes natural, I guess, at that moment.
Oh, yeah.
P-U.
That's the mess around. I'm gonna
mess stuff up. So you all have other bands. So you got your bands going on. You got the mess around going on. So it keeps you busy, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Keeps us out of trouble, kind of.
Keeps you active musically.
Yeah. And we're pretty lucky, you know, we're, you know, ain't youngins and still out there making noise and
having fun
doing it. And we got a whole big, huge community. You know, that's the great thing about this town is, you know, how many of us are still, you know, our range still out there cranking them out, making new music. We're lucky to have the God himself, Malibu Lou, on the head of Rumbar Records, is willing to do what he has to do to get the music out there in the universe, and no one's getting rich this year, but we're doing it because we like making music and we like supporting each other and having a big family,
and people like going to see it and hearing it too, and that's what I try to do, get it out there, because people, you know, this is great stuff.
You know, people like you are just out here, you know, you're not doing it for any kind of glory or anything, except you love the music too, so God bless you.
Goes around.
Lou's a huge supporter of all the bands in Rumbar. He's great.
Yeah,
he's the best.
All right, let's do a little Sam and Dave song. A song called I Thank You.
I only have to play one chord the entire song.
Justine, you got to count it out, though. Because I always do too fast.
Okay. A one, two, three, four.
You never loved me like you did, but you did, but you did. Something new. not the shaky, but you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. Did not make it like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. Well, all my life has been shortchanged. Without your love, baby, it's a crying shame. But I know what the hell he's talking about. Hear me say that the thing turned out. I wanna thank you, baby. I wanna thank you, yeah. I wanna thank you, baby. I wanna thank you, yeah. Did not love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. Did not love me like you did, but you did, but you did.
Am I supposed to do something?
I saw that coming. Thank you.
That was the fade out part, Jay. That was the fade out.
It's all right. We're good.
Woo! It's the mess around.
Yeah, but
certainly is.
Yeah, but dab do.
It's roster time, I think.
It's the mess around right there.
Nice.
Nice.
But yeah, you. This has been a who's who of local talent that have come on the mess in the past, and you guys were good enough to gather all the names of
that
people
we did.
That have attended the various mess arounds.
We think it's all the names. We're a little spotty in a couple places.
There's a lot of people there, so yeah. I think you probably get most of them, right?
Is yeah, it's,
yeah.
You know, because so, usually our usual MO is to have. You know, the three of us play. Sometimes we're joined by people playing with us. And you know, we welcome the people that we invite, you know, to bring, you know, co-conspirators with them. So that's kind of how the list is kind of added up over the couple years. So, and of course, we're going to be here on Sunday. We're going to be at the Plow on Sunday, 4 to 6, 912 Mass Ave, with Linnea Herzog from Power Slut. And Stiggs McCormick, and they're billing themselves as Portland's newest hitmakers, X Avenue, featuring members of the Piranha Brothers and the Swindells.
Well,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Thanks. Do we know how many people are on this list of former players?
I didn't count them. Why don't you count while I read them?
I can't count that high.
So it's a lot. So we're going to do this in the order that we usually play, which is I usually jump on the grenade and go first, and then Jay is always last, and that leaves... Jan here.
The middle man?
Jan here in the middle.
Hey, I like a good sandwich.
All right, here we go. This is in alphabetical order by first name, and if we left you off the list, I apologize.
Or I apologize for not being able to pronounce someone's name.
Well, that'll happen. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Amy Griffin, Andrea Gillis, Anthony Kaczynski, Bob Sensi, Brad Marino, Brian Martin, Bruce Earle, Carrie Lynn Hirschberg, Charles Hansen, Chloe Overbaugh, Chris DeBarge, Chris Keneally, Chris Miller, Chris Perry, Chris Wagner, Chrissy Vaccaro, Crispin Wood, Dan Casparillo, Dan Kopko, Dave Forbes, Dave Fredette, Dave Wells, David Harrison, Elise Birdseye, M. Doran, Emily Grogan, Eric Martin, Erica Mantone, Evan Shore.
Jerry Lehane, Haley Wood, Henry Marcicella II, Janet Egan King, Jason Ring, Jen Dangora, Jen W., Jessica Teal, Jeebs Saxman McCormick, which, yeah, he didn't really play the sax, but Jessica Teal, Jim Bunny as Joe Dumbass or Dumbass Joe, Jimmy O'Halloran, Joe Anderson, Joe Packard on Air Theremin, John Furia, John McGee, John Pauhida, Johnny Skazia,
Shasha.
Come on.
Johnny Shasha. I don't know. I can't read it.
He was doing good.
Josh Buckley, Keith Pierce, Kelly Knapp, Ken Kaiser, Kim Ernst, Kimmy Hendricks, Chris Rogers, Lauren Recchia or Lorek, Lee Hitman Harrington, Lisa Coyne, Lenny Donahoe, Linda Bean, and Linda Shore.
Rumbar Head Honcho, Malibu Lou Mansdorf, Madeline Hansen, the youngest of the Hansons, Mark Gilmore, Mark Pinansky, Massimo Gillis Pinansky, Melissa Gibbs, Michelle Paulus, Mike Gent, Mike Hallett, Mitch Murphy, Nat Friedberg, Nate Harrington, Peter O'Halloran, Phil Lenker, Rebecca Frank, Richie Parsons, Scott Janovitz, Scott Matthew Pittman, Scrape from the Cape, Simon Rich, Stabitha LaThrills.
Ooh. That's hard to say.
I know, huh? Steve Pergoda, Tad Overball, Terry O'Malley, Therese Bellino, Ten Katz, Tim Gillis, and Vinny Malachi.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's an extensive list right there.
We got no W's, though. No W's? No Wayne's.
We need some Wayne's.
We need some Wayne's.
Williams. No Wayne.
No Williams.
Wally.
You have a lot of people. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Wilma? Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to add to it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So, yep.
So, thanks to all our pals who played, and thanks to all the future pals that will be playing. And come on down and see our mess. And I always kind of run the face stream live, so you can like us at itsamessaround.com or at itsamessaround. And you can go to the page and see former messes.
And yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. They're,
in case you want to look back at a mess, you can do that.
Pretty messy.
I'm going to play a tune. Then I'm going to come back, and you got a couple more in you.
We got one more in you.
All right, I'm going to play something by a local band called the Yvonne Traps, who I've seen a few times, just saw them recently at Salem. Good new punk band. We'll be back, and we got one more mess left. Here we go.
open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
She was the wildfire of my dreams. Well, this time I'm really in love. It's not as crazy as it seems. I just like her when she's liquored up, 'cause when she gets to drink 13, even I start looking good. She was the barfly of my dream. This time of love, I'm still in school. I played the part and I played the fool, and I didn't wanna hear it, didn't wanna know this foundation. She was just standing there, her eyeballs glazed, eyeballing in, and I tried to work the nerve just to walk right up to her. This time I'm not dicking around. She's the best looking drunk in the whole damn lounge. Then it bowled me over, I caught a thunderbolt. This time I knew it, this time I'm really in love. She was the barfly of my dreams. Well, this time I'm really in love. It's not as crazy as it seems. I just like her when she's the good of this, when she gets to drink the tea. Even I started looking good. She was the barfly of my dreams. Open close. Though I never forget the breath so bad I break out in cold sweat. How I knew it couldn't get much worse. All passed out in a puddle of drool. I picked you up, you fell off your stool. Well, I swallowed my pride, but I still can't shed my curse. Not what I wanted to be, but I'm just a creature of codependency. It's time not to fake it, it makes me wanna shout. Gotta get you home, make love before you pass out. She was the barfly of my dreams. Well, it's time I'm really in love. It's not as crazy as it seems. Just like her when she's liquored up, 'cause when she gets to drink the tea, even I started looking good. She was the barfly of my dreams. Say she's sorry, but say she's sorry, but say she's sorry, but I have to go away to leave you now. I guess I'm wondering how. Take no steps.
That was Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals with Barfly. Before that, the Von Trapps was Sound the Alarm. Back here with the Messers. We got one more in them, right?
Yep.
We're going to do a little tiny bit of trivia
sure.
first. By the way, Jay, I just want to say that was quite the power ballad.
It was.
I love that song.
Thank Mr. Rice Edmonston for his wonderful drums and production on and guitar work on that.
I had my virtual lighter out.
Yes. All right. So we have three pieces of trivia. I'm going to ask the question. You guys answer. Our very first Mr. Allen. Wait till I ask the question. Our very first mess around. Date and guests.
June 16th, 2016, with Keith Pierce and,
Mr. Tad Overball.
Tad Overball. Yeah, June 19th.
And with a cancellation from Kevin Stevenson of the Shods. Not a complete no-show, actually. He didn't even...
Well. We started out right. Yeah. You got to be ready to react. All right, next question. Our youngest... It's a question.
I pushed the buzzer to answer it.
I think our listeners at home would like to know what the question is.
Oh, right.
All right, our youngest mess around guest performer ever. Jay?
Massimo Gillis-Spinansky, age 3.
Wow.
Woo.
Age 3, is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah,
you little tight.
You guys were not here that one. And it was actually pretty brilliant. I couldn't stop laughing because, so in the first set they did, he counted off the songs, 1, 2, 3, 4, and he's lefty. He's got this guitar like hanging down his knees like Dee Ramone. And he counted off the songs, and it was great. And then the second one, he'd be like, do you want to play this one? He'd be like, no.
The kid was born for rock and roll.
I was going to say, that guy, we need him in the mess around every week.
And then they were like, he goes, what do you want to hear? He goes, let's play this one. And they play it, and then he starts crying.
Yes, totally mess around appropriate.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many times I've cried.
I was going to say, I cry every week.
All right. Last and final question. Mess around MVP, the guest who has appeared the most times. Who is it and how many times? Professor Baker?
MVP, 8 times as a guest, Ken Kaiser. Mr. President.
Is it really 8 times?
That's what he said, and he's the president, so I believe him.
We got to believe him.
I don't think it was 8.
In looking back and doing this research, he was on a lot.
Well, I know he was on a lot.
8, he might be padding the stats, but that's all right.
All right, we got one more song, and we're traditionalists. Well, we like to follow tradition, so
yes.
You know what we're gonna play? White Dynamite by White Dynamite.
Yeah,
and this time I'm gonna stick
this
the landing.
This one goes out to Batman Snyder because it was his idea that every band in Boston should open and close every set with White Dynamite.
Brilliant.
All right, well,
hit it.
Ready. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's go. White Dynamite explode.
Are you ready? Let's go. White dynamite explode. Are you ready? Let's go. White dynamite explode.
Hi, guys, and Justine.
Thank you, Skybar.
Fantastic. Thank you, Skybar, for having us down.
Yeah, anytime. Glad to have you.
Wait, anytime?
Yeah, well, maybe not next week, but again, sure.
All right, so next mess around, Sunday, February 17th at the Plow, 4 to 6 p.m. Our guests are Linnea Herzog and Stigs McCormick, and what are they called? The X?
X Avenue.
Portland's X Avenue.
Portland's newest
hit makers.
Alrighty, we gotta get out of here. WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening. Sam should be in any minute now, so you might have to pull the plug on this one quick. But this is something by the Bob Wire Dolls. See you next week. Thanks. Peace.